As we looked earlier at Dali's picture, we see Christ on the cross in a darkened sky, floating over a body of water, complete with boats and fishermen. Dali based his painting on a drawing by the Spanish friar John of the Cross. His picture, however, is unusual, as although it's a depiction of the crucifixion, it's devoid of nails, blood, and a crown of thorns. This is because Dali claims to have been told in a dream that these features would mar his painting. Of course, this means he sanitized the image, which may in part explain its popularity. He was also told in a dream of keeping the same angle of Christ that St. John of the Cross had in his sketch there. Many things help me see salvation in this picture. It's a work that reminds me of many of the positive things which I encountered in the Roman Catholic Church of my childhood. It seemed to be in every priest's presbytery that I visited. It's a picture which seems to be associated with the great reforms in the Roman Catholic Church, ushered in by good Pope John and the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s. As the picture stands in stark contrast to the messy, bloody crucifixions which dominated medieval and traditional Catholic art. And it's a painting above all which reminds me of the sacrificial nature of Jesus' love. And it graphically shows the idea of Jesus dying for and being put to death by the world. But it's not a memory of the past, or a memory of reforms in the 60s now being thought over, that inspires me. It's the changing perspectives in the picture. Dali has two points of view in the picture. If you look at the top, you see the crucifixion from above, as if painted from God's point of view. Mel Gibson tries to do the same in his film, The Passion of the Christ, where at the moment Jesus dies on the cross, you're transported above the cross and above a tear which falls from heaven, as if watching it fall from God's face. But the picture mixes two points of view. At the bottom of the painting, we see a view of and from the world, a simple boat, perhaps on the Sea of Galilee, where the point of view is our own. So, in this powerful painting, two perspectives, our own and God's, are mixed to great effect. This dual point of view seems to me to be indicative of the two loves that Jesus reminded us about in our reading today. The greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. But Jesus says the second is like it, to love one's neighbour as oneself. The church often finds it hard to hold these two loves in balance, preferring one over the other, depending on the style of church. But they are, in truth, different sides of the same coin. As Christians, Jesus is the key to how we seek to live our lives, and his maxim to love God and to love neighbour seem to be the two perspectives through which we seek to journey through life. Being a disciple, seems to me, is summed up by the passage that we read today, love of God and love of neighbour. The cross joins these two loves. The cross is central to the Christian faith, not as is so often preached as a kind of cosmic sin management process. The cross is much deeper than that. All too often the cross is focused too much on sin. Jesus died for my sin. Jesus sacrificed for my sin. Jesus' blood means I'm forgiven. These ways of expressing mystery for me raise more questions than they answer. What type of God demands blood? Now, this is not to say that sin and Christ's death are not intrinsically linked. They are. But it is to say there's more going on in that mystery. Instead, I think the cross is much more than the management of sin. On the cross, the Son dies and God the Father feels pain. Dali shows us the cross from the Father's perspective. What parent could not feel pain and horror as their child is put to death because of injustice, prejudice, and politics? Jesus was killed because some thought he was blasphemous and others thought he was challenging the status quo too much. His teaching threatened those who had power, who felt the world could be managed for the rich, and those who were threatened by his appeal to the crowds. And those with power will always strive to keep it. We look at the cross influenced by the resurrection, but knowing about the resurrection shouldn't take away of the horror of the cross, of Jesus giving himself up to death, nor the Father feeling the pain. As Latin American theologian John Sobrino wrote, on the cross, God himself is crucified. The Father suffers the death of the Son and takes upon himself the pain and suffering of history. In this ultimate solidarity with humanity, he reveals himself as a God of love who opens up a hope and a future through the most negative side of history. Until the kingdom comes, the life of the Christian is about being drawn into this dynamic of the self-giving love of the Son and the pain and distress of the Father. This dual perspective is helped for me by Dali's painting. Love of God for Jesus was shown through love of neighbour, which led him to the cross. He could have used his power to change the story, to strike down the soldiers, to confound the religious authorities. He could have established the kingdom and thrown off the yoke of Rome, but his love of God made him realise that wasn't the plan. And we live in a world of dual perspectives. We live in the here and now, but every week we pray, Thy kingdom come. The kingdom was inaugurated by Jesus, but won't be here in all its fullness until the end of time. We seek to live by the values of the kingdom, but are frustrated by the reality of the world around us. We believe, for example, that everyone should be treated fairly. We want to live in a society where the rule of law is paramount and where laws are fair. We want to live in a society where people are cared for from cradle to grave, yet find there are fewer services to people with mental health needs or who are hungry, and so the church often steps in to do what the state should be doing. We say we believe in the equality and dignity of all people, yet we live in a society where women are paid less than men, where abuse is rife but hidden, and where there is a war on women in so many parts of our world, not least in the White House. We believe as Christians that we should all have security and the right to flourish, yet we live in a world where there are over 20 million refugees who've had to flee their homes in order to simply live. And some of the poorest countries in our world, Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, and South Sudan, host the most refugees, whilst we have less than 2 per 1,000 people. Justice doesn't stop at the boundaries of our kingdom, but is a universal value of God's. The issue here is one of perspective. With the eye of faith, we can see the day when Uganda, Zimbabwe, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and so many others protect all their citizens and celebrate the diversity of politics, expression, and love in their constitutions. A day when they accept God's creation in all its richness. But with the perspective of reality, we see things are getting so much worse. With the eye of faith, I see the kingdom drawing close, where we will live with justice, integrity, and equality. With the eye of faith, I see the kingdom of peace, which Isaiah prophesied so long ago, coming. But with the eye of cynicism, I think it's a long time coming. Maybe this is the tension that Dali is showing in this painting. The stillness of the world below, ignoring the one who died for it. With the agony of the Father who is ever present, looking down and seeing Jesus slowly die. The Father's heart continues to weep for all who are imprisoned unjustly, wounded, maimed, and killed. One day, God's agony and rage will be directed against those who do these things, especially at those who do these things in God's own name. The coming kingdom, Jesus reminds us again and again in the Gospels, brings judgment and justice. But how do we join all these different perspectives? In Dali's painting above us, the perspective changes at the foot of the cross, in that little space between the cross and the world, the perspectives join. Maybe there's a lesson here. At the foot of the cross, we find our perspectives transformed. The realities of our world are challenged and changed by the reality of the kingdom which draws close. Into the self-giving love of Jesus Christ and the agony of God the Father are drawn all the pain, sorrow, and injustice of our world. Until the kingdom comes, we must continually live with this dual perspective, and within it see and find our salvation. Will you pray with me? Loving God, each week we pray for the coming of your kingdom, and yet we wait. We pray that your kingdom will come in our lives, in our country, and in our world, and that you help us to live by the values of your kingdom, that in our lives and in our church we may point to you who are coming to put everything right. Amen.